Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Car crashes into a home and suspect flees the scene, ends up being arrested on multiple charges. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. In the early morning hours on Thursday, a 43-year-old man identified as Rogelio Rodriguez of Gillette, driving a gold Chevy Impala, tried to evade deputies around Church Avenue. Rodriguez was known by Campbell County Sheriff's deputies to have two outstanding warrants out of Campbell County and were attempting to pull him over, according to Sheriff Scott Matheny. While following the Chevy, deputies witnessed Rodriguez drive through a chain link fence and hit a U-Haul truck parked in the driveway of a home on Butler Spathe. The Impala ended up crashing into the garage of the home, making it inoperable. After hitting the garage, Rodriguez took off on foot. Deputies, with the assistance of the Gillette Police Department, were able to track the suspect and arrest him on Shalom Avenue after a 30-minute search at around 1:45 a.m. The deputy's canine performed a sniff and indicated on the vehicle. After a search, deputies found multiple methamphetamine paraphernalia items, hypodermic needles, and a pipe. Rodriguez had a warrant for felony domestic battery and a bond revocation for an original charge of possession of liquid meth. He was also charged with DUI, no insurance, interference with a police officer, leaving the scene of an accident, careless driving, expired registration, and no insurance. The domestic battery warrant Rodriguez was arrested on was due to an incident that occurred on December 19, 2022. Gillette Police were called to a welfare check and found a woman in a t-shirt and sweatpants wandering around the mailbox of a home in -4-degree weather. Upon speaking to the woman, officers noticed she had a large bruise covering the left side of her face and seemed to be dazed and confused, according to the court affidavit. She was transported to the hospital, where they also found bruising on her shoulder down to her hand, on both arms, and bruises on her legs. Officers learned that the man she had had the altercation with was Rodriguez. She had been dating him for 4 years. The woman admitted to having used methamphetamine earlier in the day with him, and he became mean and aggressive, according to the affidavit. During the altercation, she attempted to defend herself and scratched him on the face. Rodriguez was already on probation for a domestic battery incident from September 2021 with the same woman. He had been convicted of domestic battery on two other occasions. This incident marked the third incident in 3 years, which elevates it to a felony charge. For more news and information, go to Basin's Radio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene.